On the telephone now is Steve Guttenberg. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you so much. Good afternoon to you.
Well, good afternoon to you. So this book is apparently, today's the perfect day to talk to you about it. It's called Time to Thank. And you are the author of this, Caregiving for My Hero. Now, let me back up a little bit. Between 1984 and 1990, you had a staggering run of smash hit movies that I think everyone has seen, from the Police Academy movie Short Circuit, Cocoon, Three Men and a Baby. We can go on and name them. In 1990, you replaced Timothy Hutton in the lead role of Prelude to a Kiss on Broadway. Also performed on London's West End, where you starred in The Boys Next Door. You appeared on the world stage premiere production of Furthest from the Sun, which Woody Harrelson directed and co-authored. And then you kind of like disappeared from the scene for a while. This book comes out. What motivated you to write this book?
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, I didn't actually disappear. You know, sometimes you have hit movies and sometimes you don't have hit movies. So it appears that somebody isn't working, but the fact is that I was working. And it takes as much effort to make a hit movie as it does to make a movie that doesn't work. But, you know, in that time, I actually did some pretty terrific movies, like The Bedroom Window with Isabelle Huppert, which was directed by Curtis Hanson, who directed 8 Mile and L.A. Confidential. And I also did a really interesting television event called The Day After. So there are some really interesting, I did some really interesting work then too. And so it was a pretty exciting time for me. And it's actually been exciting my whole career, because basically I'm an actor, and you do what, you know, what you're offered, and you do what you can create. So I spent a lot of time actually taking care of my mom. And that was really, really interesting because my mom had breast cancer. So I spent a lot of time at home taking care of her. And then I started writing, and I wrote a children's book, which was really terrific, called Kids from Disco, about an uncle and his nieces and nephews. And the uncle is this superhero. And then I did this kind of interesting memoir about my first 10 years in Hollywood called The Gutenberg Bible. And then I actually, my dad, years later, only about 4 or 5 years later, from ago, he contacted kidney failure. So the whole family chipped in, and we all been taking care of him for 5 years. He just passed about a year and a half ago. So then I wrote this book about him.
Indeed you did. And you write in the book, and actually Rosalind Carter said this very famously, there are four kinds of people in the world: those who have been caretakers, those who are currently caregivers, and those who will be caregivers or need caregivers in the future. That's really in part what this book is about. Did you ever think that you would at some point in your life, who thinks about this right until it happens, that I am going to be a caregiver?
Well, no, I never did, and it was a complete surprise to me. My dad was having his kidneys appear weaker and weaker through the years, but only until he was diagnosed by a nephrologist that within a year he's going to have to go on dialysis. It was a shock to all of us. You know, when one person is sick in the family, if you're a caring and loving family, everybody's sick. So it was a real shock to us. But, you know, my dad and I shared so many really interesting times, not only when he was ill, but my dad loved Hollywood. My dad loved going on movie sets with me. And I'll never forget, my dad had to fly out from New York to the John Wayne Airport in Orange County because he was in the early days of semiconductors. So he was supposed to get on an American flight. But that day, I was going to fly back to L.A. on the Warner Brothers jet. And I said, Dad, why don't you come with me? It's just going to be you and me on this big jet. And he said, oh, I can't do that, Stephen. I can't get on a private jet. I go, they're sending the jet anyway for me. Why don't we get on it? And it was one of the funniest experiences. You know, you have two stewardesses for two people and this enormous jet. And my dad was just loving it, just loving all the first-class food and all that kind of stuff. And actually, literally being able to have a five-hour conversation with two beautiful stewardesses. My dad loved the craft service table, which on a movie set is you can get anything you want. You can get lobster and caviar and peanut butter and jelly, and you can get cereal and you can get steak. It's a really wonderful part of movie making. And my father loved the action of movies. And actually, on one pilot, I was supposed to jump. My stunt double was supposed to jump 30 to 50 feet off of a scaffold into an airbag. And my dad was, the director was Blake Edwards, who directed the Pink Panthers.
Yeah.
And my dad told him that he was an airborne U.S. Army Ranger. So Blake Edwards said, well, do you want to do it? And my dad said, yeah. He said, can you jump that far? He goes, I've jumped from thousands of feet. So my dad got up there, and who pulls up in a Rolls Royce but Julie Andrews, my dad's favorite actress. And Blake Edwards told his wife, Julie Andrews, what was going on. And she yelled up there, hey, Mr. Gutenberg, be safe up there. And he said, don't worry, Miss Andrews, I'll be fine. And he made the jump, and they rigged him up, made the jump into the pillow, came off, and one of the greatest moments of my dad's life, other than being married and having his kids, was Julie Andrews giving him a kiss on the cheek and saying, Mr. Gutenberg, you're so brave. And he said, oh, Miss Andrews. It's just wonderful. So my dad and I, we became roommates for a little while because my dad was working in the semiconductor business in California. And my dad loved lean cuisines, and I was a health food nut. I opened up the freezer one day, and there's about 30 lean cuisines in there. I go, Dad, you cannot eat like this. And he said, why? I go, because it's not healthy. And he goes, Stephen, I grew up on Mrs. Paul's fish sticks. This is healthy.
And these are just some of the stories. Not all the stories you're telling, I don't believe, unless I missed them, are in the book. Time to Thank Caregiving for My Hero. But many of us, our dads, maybe our stepdads, are our heroes. Your dad, as you mentioned, an airborne ranger, a police officer at one time, a big, strong guy into working out, into jumping from airplanes to impress Julie Andrews. But that all changed at some point. I want to talk about that when we come back. Steve Gutenberg on WGN. The name of the book is Time to Thank, Caregiving for My Hero. That hero is his father. Hi, Steve.
Hey, thanks for having me on. And talking about my book, it was an hour book. I really call it hour book. Time to Thank came from many times you look at your mom and dad and often we can take them for granted, but they're the ones who diapered you and fed you in the middle of the night and taught you how to, you know, ride a bike and eat with a spoon. And just so often we don't realize that we really need to honor them while they're alive and and at certain times they need our help. We need to be there. And that's why I call the book Time to Thank.
Do we take some of that for granted, do you think, until then ultimately reality sets in and something does happen?
Well, that's the way it is in life as human beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't appreciate your car until it breaks down and you've got to get on the bus or the subway and you go, oh, I wish I had my car. Same thing with a good friend. You know, if you mistreat a good friend and he's gone, you miss him. You know, it's just like anything else. So when you have a loved one, a mom or dad, that you sort of ignore until you really, you know, when you see them falter, that's a very human thing. But listen, nobody's perfect in this world, nobody. But if you're able to turn it around pretty quickly and mend your mistakes, that's what life is about, you know. It's about making things right because we're not perfect.
You know, we have this, for some of us anyway, this image in our heads, the dad is kind of wears a big S on his chest as a superhero or Superman. And nobody is invincible. But you kind of revered your dad for a while, as millions of people do. It's perfectly normal. Until he wasn't invincible. And there was a reason why I played the song I played, Steve.
Right. Well, no, I actually revered my dad since I was a little boy. My dad was a U.S. Army Ranger. And he used to put his Veterans Day, he used to put his Ranger outfit on, which I always thought was cool. Then my dad was a New York City policeman. One of the earliest memories I have is my dad walking in with his cop uniform on, and I saw this god. He was built like a V in blue, and there was my dad. He was a real-life policeman. And my dad became an executive in the electronics business and one of the first guys to get in on semiconductors. And he was always really smart. He was an electrical engineer, and he really knew numbers. And he knew all kinds of electrical laws, Ohm's law, et cetera. And Bohr was one of his favorite scientists in the world. And when I was growing up, my dad drove me places and taught me how to shave. You know, when I was a little boy, he taught me how to shower and how to put on my pajamas. And when he got sick, that's when I turned around and I drove him places and I shaved him. I helped shave him and I would help put on his pajamas. And that's a really tough pill for, a child to swallow, that the person you love so much, that is so strong, they need your help now. It's very hard to accept that. But you stand up to it and you do it. And it's pretty great when you walk in and their eyes light up and they're so happy you're there. And my dad would walk in. When I would walk in after driving to see him, he had these coal black eyes. He would say, "Steven," and he would light up, just light up. He was one of the best listeners I've ever met in my life, maybe the best listener. You know, so many of us are, when we're talking or thinking about the next thing we want to say, or when someone's talking to us, we're thinking about our laundry list of things to do. That wasn't my dad. My dad listened and really listened to every word you said. It's a great quality he had, a great talent.
Was there any upside to being a caregiver, Steve?
Oh, my God. The upside is enormous. You get to learn patience because it's a very lonely occupation being a caregiver. You're the only one in the room looking at this person who's not well. So you start to anticipate their need for ice, water, to be moved around their bed, to be fed, to go to sleep. You learn to use your instincts. And you also learn to subvert your needs to their needs. And in this society we have, which is a very selfish society, and, you know, Ayn Rand wrote an incredible book, I think it was the Value of Selfishness, but we need to be a little less selfish in this world and start giving out to others and start to letting other people cut ahead of us. So I think that being a caregiver, you're an angel. And there, by the way, there are more than 53 million caregivers in this country. More than that. More than 53 million caregivers. It takes a very special person to take care of somebody. But as Rosalind Carter said, and she has this great institute of caregiving in Georgia, either you're going to be a caregiver or you're going to need a caregiver. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. I think that's absolutely true. On Father's Day, what advice do you have for others that are listening who still do have a dad or a stepdad around, or a father figure of any kind? Because father, I think, can mean different things to different people, right? So any sort of father figure.
Sure.
What advice would you give them?
It's an easy one. Generosity, and make a difference in their lives. That's what you want to do. You want to make a difference, not only in their lives, but on the planet. That's why we're here. We're here to leave the planet a little better than when we came in. So if you have someone you have to take care of, make their life, their day, their moment a little better. Go the extra mile. Pull out from what you have inside you and use it and give it. And, you know, there's a very, very interesting thing about giving. the more you give, the more energy you have. Energy is ultimately infinite. So don't worry about running out of energy, because the most powerful force on earth is love. And when you take care of somebody, you're loving them, and you'll never run out of energy. You'll never run out of love. Love. Love is where it's at. The whole deal is love. When you love somebody or you love something, you have tons of energy for it.
In the book, you write, In Time to Think, Caregiving for My Hero, you write about your early days in Hollywood. You write about some of the movie sets, stories. Some I heard for the first time just now. Some are in the book. And it is, at the same time, entertaining as well as touching. Beautifully written. Steve Guttenberg, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I got to tell you something. Chicago is one of my favorite cities in the world. And the Levy family are good friends of mine. So I want to give a big shout out to the Levy family and my cousins, Dara and Jason. I've got great family and friends in Chicago. My love to everyone.
Our love back to you. And happy Father's Day, Steve.
And happy Father's Day. And if you get a chance, take a look at my book, Time to Thank. You'll get a kick out of it.